Good morning to you, Heather Riddout.
Good morning, Libby.
Tell me, your response in terms of a business response to the management of government, is it totally kosher to be able to say, you know, we make an adjustment before we do the swearing in and put Warren Snowden back in?
Look, I think in these four areas that they've really made some pretty sloppy start in, higher education, disabilities, Indigenous health, the status of women, the sensitivities in these areas are high and perceptions are really important. So they're not small things, and I think it's a very sloppy start, and it's unfortunate because I think the realignment of responsibilities and the repackaging of some of the portfolios is good, and I think some of the appointments from a business perspective are quite solid. You know, we're very happy with Stephen Smith in Defence. We're very happy with Chris Evans in Workplace Relations and Skills, and Tony Burke and Greg Combe will be, I think, pretty capable in the climate change area. So they're all good things, but if you don't look after the details, you know, it's like a chip in your good china vase that it starts to, you know, be unappealing.
Interestingly enough, does this follow on from the premature announcement, for instance, of the Delhi solution to the asylum seekers? That was another policy that perhaps wasn't thought through. Or is this just a different mode of getting things done?
Look, I think it's rushed. You should think things through. In business, you know, you really have to manage processes very carefully, and there's a lot of planning put into them. And I think perhaps the Prime Minister was wanting to get this announcement out there, and maybe they didn't think through some of the judgments they made around some of those matters, which they've now changed. They've also clearly had a process problem in some areas where things just dropped off that should have been there, and research is another one. So there's some mistakes, and there's some errors of, well, I suppose you can call them errors of judgment or just judgments that have had to be rethought. So I think from a business perspective, you know, if I was in management and I did that, I'd get my my knuckles wrapped pretty fast, and I think it's sloppy and it shouldn't happen.
Does this give you confidence in the Gillard government's style of management, Heather Riddout? We have a number of instances now, similar fact evidence, where there has been rushed or sloppy or premature announcements. We've talked about Dilley. We've talked about, in the last government, in the Rudd government, where Julia Gillard was a key player, the schools program and the pink bats have come under fire for execution not in a meticulous fashion. Now we have this announcement last night. Oops, we forgot the Indigenous health portfolio. Does it augur well for the future?
Look, I think there were certainly some high-profile issues that were very big and very significant matters in the former government, which really, you know, kind of overtook and gave them a perception that they could manage things well when they had managed the economy quite well. So they were very big issues, and I think the rush to settle several of those in the lead-up to the election didn't result in good policy, whether it was climate change, whether it was the other issues, the Timor issue you were referring to. This is an administrative issue as much as anything else, and also, as I said, some issues of judgment. I think it's too early to say that there's a lack of competence, because, as I said, I think she's made some very, very good judgments about some other areas of the ministry. But the people around her need to have their knuckles wrapped, and she needs to pull the leash on the choker chain, you know, and really get some systems in her office and around her. And I suspect Gary Gray, who's the Minister of State, he might be a first point of call.
How long has she got to do this?
Look, I think she should get on with it fast. And frankly, this would be an issue whether you had a minority government, you know, hung parliament or not. It's a matter that, you know, things have to be handled properly. But I think probably it was in a rush, and they do need to talk these things through more. You're better off to delay it and get it right than get it out there too fast.
Heather Riddout, Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
My pleasure, Libby.